Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Zechor Lemiriam and Peri Ches, this is Shin number 31. We spoke about yesterday a person who unfortunately lives his life listening and speaking on a constant daily basis to Lashon Hara, and such a person's punishment is that in the future he will not have the ability to speak, he will not have the ability to hear the words of Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being spoken, he won't have a chance to converse. And people will know the reason for this is because he spoke Lashon Hara and he listened to Lashon Hara on a regular daily basis while he was here in this world. However, the Chafetz Chaim says, "Al bestam ish Yisrael einu imotzi ish kaze." The average person is not like the one we spoke about yesterday. You also find that people, they have remorse, they regret what they said and what they did. However, now discussing different levels of tshuva, not the highest levels of tshuva, the Chafetz Chaim says, when people do tshuva, they say ashamnu, they say dibanu doifi, I spoke incorrectly, but then when the Yetzer Hara comes to them, they fall prey and they speak Lashon Hara once again, and then they listen to the Lashon Hara. Zui nikris tshuva shein shleima, the Chafetz Chaim says that's called not a complete tshuva. Then he says it's even worse type of tshuva. When the person, this first level we just spoke about, at least he feels charata, he feels bad when he said Hashamnu, when he said Dibarnu Doifi. But then you have a person who's hitting his chest, Hashamnu B'ganu Gazal, Dibarnu Doifi. He's rushing through it. He says it without any kavan at all. He has no feeling. Ein lo shum hergish b'zeh. The Chafetz Chaim says this person is like saying the Aleph Beis. It's not called tshuva at all. A person who cares to pay attention, even a little, should be careful not to say such a vidoy. At the very least, when a person's saying vidoy, and you don't say vidoy, we ask, as Rav Yaakov Naiman Zatzal says in Darchei Musar, we don't say slichus, we don't say forgiveness, we ask forgiveness. Yachshoy lekayim rotzon Hashem izbarach, we should try to fulfill the rotzon Hashem, to do a proper tshuva shleima. And he says, even though we will have our peh, we'll have our mouth, we'll have our ears, losi lovoy, what's the nafkamina? He says the difference is with the Kabbalah Satayr, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Kedusha Satayr, the words that we daven, the words that we learn, the koyach, the power they will have, depends on our mouth, if they will be pogum, if the words we say will be blemished with Lashon Hara, that affects our Torah, that affects the Kedusha Satayr, that affects our tefillah. I mentioned in the past, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said over, it's written down in Emes Liakov in Shulchan Aruch, that because the Chafetz Chaim was so nizer, he was so careful not to say words of Lashon Hara, that the Mishnah Brura that he wrote, one can be medayik, one can look into his words like one does when they learn Rishonim, because of the Kedushas, Hadibur, and Shmiya of the Chafetz Chaim.